Abraham Lincoln's birthplace, Log Cabin. Boy, that was an adventure. That was we were called in by the Park Service. The chief historian of the National Park Service at the time in Washington, D.C., wanted us to analyze the logs in Abraham Lincoln's birthplace log cabin in Hodgenville, Kentucky. Drove up there several trips, analyzed the tree rings, and turned out to be a complete fake and had nothing to do with Abraham Lincoln. All the trees hadn't even begun growing yet when Lincoln was born in February of 1809. And so...
So this is a registered site as Abraham Lincoln.
It's also now known as by the chief historian of the Park Service at the time, Dwight Pitt Cathley. He called it the most elaborate hoax in the Park Service system. It's known. The Park Service knows. And they now call it, rightly so, that this is the traditional birthplace log cabin. It's not the original, but it sure as heck probably looks like the original log cabin. So it was a con artist. Put together a bunch of logs from the region in the late 1800s and then just took it all around the eastern part of the country saying it was where Lincoln was born. And eventually he convinced some powerful people. And so it was even dedicated by Teddy Roosevelt in 1916 and has nothing to do with Abraham Lincoln. So we date a lot of historic structures, and unfortunately many of them actually are younger than what history says they are.